1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Republican candidate for governor was endorsed by President Donald Trump this week. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who is the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district, has always been at his side, and as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a long supporter of Trump, launched his campaign in Wausau in September. After the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will face medical service technician Andy Manske in the August 11th Republican primary. The primary for Democrats is much more crowded, with 7 candidates still in the race. Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may even ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The DATCP recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
Another challenge for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers host Michigan State at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Spartans ranked 10th in the nation. That doesn't seem to faze Wisconsin, who beat number 8th ranked Illinois on the road in overtime Wednesday. Nick Boyd transferred to the Badgers last spring. Head coach Greg Garden, why Boyd has been such a great addition.
He's a winner. And he's won everywhere he's been, and that's why he wanted to come to Wisconsin, because coach, I've been to a Final Four, and I want to get to more.
In Green Bay, the UWGB Phoenix beat Purdue Fort Wayne 76-49 at the Crest Center. The Phoenix now 15-12 and 10-6 in the conference. A big turnaround from this time a year ago. Head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Last year, February 13th, we lost our 21st consecutive game.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Thunder 110-93. The Bucks have won 5 of their last 6 heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are headed into a really nice weekend. Today will be mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 52. And those 50s are going to continue through the weekend. We could get close to 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.